What I'd like to do is go through the halachas of Pesach for people that are staying and for people who are going. Obviously, for people who are staying, there's a lot more to do, a lot more halacha to do, and a lot more physically to do. But for people going also, there's a lot of confusion as to what you're mechuyev to do, what the right thing is to do. So I'll be trying to do this consistently till we get to a point that it's obvious that we're only talking about people who are staying. So our Lord Baal Shabbat, give us a chametz l'orein er. The Gemara tells us, midaraisa bebitul bi'al nasagi. Rashi says, because the Torah says tashbisu, it doesn't say tavaru. And what's bitul if you Rashi? That you don't consider it food anymore. To you, it's like dirt. Taisa Shita is that there's no din of bitl. Heyais that there's a limur of layera alacha. Shalchay ataray viataray shalacherim. Shalchay ataray aval rayata shalacherim. So once you're mafgrit, it's not yours anymore. Taisa learns that bitl means hefker. It's not a new din of bitl with the alfusa. The boys can bring them both. And our minik tak is when we say bitl chametz, we say libotel vilaheva afra, vilaheva hefker, ka'afra da'ara. We say both. To be yotze both shitas. That's not a stira. If to you this is dirt, then it's hefker. So why midrabonon with a mechayiv bedika? So the Ran says pshat and Rashi. The Levi Rashi, the reason they said that bittul enough is not a bittul alone is not enough, is because you may not mean it b'leiv shalev. You say it's dirt, but you can't wait till Pesach is over so you can eat it. Frekr b'kiva eger is dvarm shebelev. Sokr b'kiva eger, dvarm shebelev is only a din in bein adam l'chaveroi. Comes to kinyonim, I make a kinyon, but I had in mind all kinds of tanoim, I didn't speak them out. Dvarm shebelev is not, there's nothing. Masha'en Kain, when the whole idea is Bein Odom La'atzmoi, what counts is not the deeper, what counts is only what he means. It's not a secret. He's talking to himself, believe. And if he doesn't mean, he says bitl, but he says it's dirt, but he means, meanwhile, but I can't wait till I can eat it, then that's not a ma'aseh bitl. Lefi Tosis, and the word is Hefker. So Tosis learns, so if it's Hefker, so Tosis learns, now the Chash is Achila. I mean, just imagine. You can leave all of your chametz in the freezer. You have chametz, not just that, you have chametz all over the house. You tell yourself it's dirt. You're not going to accidentally eat some. Not going to get mixed in with your food. So Chazal said, you got to get rid of all of your chametz. So you should not come lidei achila. So they said not to rely on bitl, you should do bedika mamish. Okay, so there's the chiyuv bedikas chametz. What's the chiyuv bedikas chametz? The ikur din of bedikas chametz is beer, getting rid of it. Chazal were metarkin a chiyuv to go look for it, which in itself is already a chiddush. That it's not enough that you get rid of the chametz you know about; you got to go looking for your chametz. when is the chiyah bedika? Or larba aser? For somebody that is yoytze b'shayora, someone's leaving, the takana was the night before he goes. That's when he's got to go looking for chametz. Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokes. Is there a chiyuv bedika on chametz that you plan on selling? What's the machlokes? Speaker machlokes the Chassam Sofer with the Mekor Chaim. Let me see this. Chassam Sofer says, "What I have to do with it? I know I'm going to sell it." Mekor Chaim says, "No. Now at the time that I'm doing bedika, it's still mine. So I have a chiyah bedika. What I'm going to do, that doesn't take away the chiyah bedika." Zakta Mishnah Berurah, therefore, ideally, if there's any place you don't want to do bedika on, sell it for the night before bedika's chametz. Right? Sell it before Orel Arba Aser. So at the time of bedika, it's already not yours.
It's according to the receiver, so what are you checking? You're going to sell it.
I'm checking for what is the chametz that I want to sell. Maybe I'll find something I don't want to sell.
Because you see the chametz you want to sell, so you leave it there.
You put it away and say, this I'm going to sell. So now we have a shaila. Somebody is leaving. It says in the Gemara there, he's leaving Toich Lamed of Pesach. He has a chiyah bedika. So what do people do? They don't want to do bedikas chametz. They're traveling. So they do a mechiras yud gimel. The shaila is, does that work? When is this person's chiyuv bedika? The night before he leaves. The fact that he did a mechiras yud gimel, his chiyuv bedika is now. What is the chiyuv? The mechiras yud gimel is for somebody whose man bedika is going to be an Orel Arba Aser. But for someone whose man bedika is 2 weeks before because he's leaving, what did he accomplish with mechiras yud gimel? Now, at the time, I have a chiyuv bedika. It's still mine. Seems like that's what everyone's doing. People are leaving, they don't want to do bdika, so they do a mechiras yud gimel. So the taina is a yoyster at the ikers man bdika for guns klal yisrael. It's not mine, then I don't have to bother with it before I leave. Can you bring me a raya that works? Mechiras yud gimel, who uses it? Either people that want to sell certain rooms of the house that they don't want to touch for Pesach, they just want to close them up, or people that are traveling erev Pesach. By the way, if you do mechiras yud gimel, really you're not supposed to be there once it's sold, because you shouldn't even be home at Orel Arba Aser. Because what people do when they do mechiras yud gimel is they don't sell just chometz, they sell the rooms. So I shouldn't have a chiyah bedika. which is what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. So therefore, I say that it's a davar pashit that anyone that's leaving within Lamed Yom of Pesach and doesn't expect to be there for Pesach has a chiyuv bedika. Just we're going to have to learn what bedikas chametz really is. Most of our cleaning for Pesach has nothing to do with bedikas chametz. It's a different issue. It's making sure that a mashu of chametz doesn't get into your food. Most of the chumris that we have are not midin, not owning chametz. They're midin. We want to make sure that we're not nichshal in a mashu of chametz when we eat. Because Allah is a chametz on Pesach is not bottle. That means if a drop of chametz falls into your Pesach food, where it's cooking, it could be the smallest piece of chametz. The whole pot is osir. Because it's got a mashu of chametz in it. And it's also giving off a mashu of tam everywhere. A mashu. Whole year long, it would be about b'shish before iser. But chametz of Pesach is not bottled. So it's mamish giving off food on Pesach, giving off tam on Pesach. A tam mashu. So there we go crazy with the way we clean anything that can come in contact with food. We'll talk about, we'll get into details. We clean, we kasher. But if it's just for not being over Bal Yeroy, we'll see, it's a whole different thing. It's much easier. People get scared because comments, I gotta take my whole house apart. Cool it. It's not so bad. It's not so bad. It doesn't have to take long at all. So just to begin with, for people that are leaving, I don't really see that the Mechiras Yud Gimel accomplishes anything, and you should do Bedikas Chametz before you go, but we're going to learn what's included in the Bedikas Chametz. I have a shiur defining what Chametz is, and there are many surprises. Okay, for people who are staying, so all our boss about him is a Chametz. Ask a question. For anyone that ever made Pesach before at home, I would hope that you don't do the refrigerator on Erev Pesach. I hope that it's done a little bit before. Your cabinets, where you keep all your dishes and pots and pans, I would hope you do them before. To switch over to Pesach thing on Erev Pesach is a little bit late. So most people do a couple of days before Pesach, the kitchen's Pesach thing. So what do you do, Erel Arbaser? You empty the fridge and look for chametz? You take all your Pesach pots and you do bikas chametz in all the cabinets? Mechiv is Erel Arbaser. Somebody does that? So the mice, you have to know, kimat all the Rishonim say that you yoyse b'dikas chametz nights before also. But tonight it is by night, l'or aner. Or by day, if it's something that has, we have clear access to sunlight. But you can start earlier. The problem is, there's a mardche, shalik the chalik ben bedika lebedika, that Chazal were metakin a mitzvah of bedikas chametz arl arba aser. Zok the trumas hadeshen, leave yourself one room or one place. He doesn't say a room. One place. that you'll still do bedikas chametz on or larvaser, but the rest of the house you can do bedikas chametz the nights before. Now the Mishnah Berurah has a problem with it. Interesting. He asks a kasha on the Trumas Hadeshen, and he's not excited about doing that, about doing like the Trumas Hadeshen. The Goyim mentions that come out all the Rishonim say that you can do bedikas chametz early. But again, you have the Trumas Hadeshen that you should leave yourself someplace. Frek the Mishnah Berurah, there's a machloikas apoiskim if Chazal were metakin a bracha before Orel Arba Aser. Lamaisa we paskin that someone who's yoytze b'shayara toich lamid does bedikas chametz without a bracha. And the same thing, if you do bedikas chametz two nights before Pesach, you also can't make a bracha. Frekta Mishnah Berurah, we find in the beginning of Trumas an orum lo yitroi. Why not? If he's not properly dressed, he can't make a bracha. So he's taking truma, and he's being mevatel the chiyuv of making a bracha on taking truma, not freshes truma. Frek the Mishnah Berurah, if you do bedikas chametz before Orel Arba Aser, you can't make a bracha. So you're doing the mitzvah of bedikas chametz without a bracha. It's the same as taking truma without a bracha. So he doesn't like it. Lamaisa, the Olam Tain is that it's no zushtel. In truma, you're chayiv in a bracha now. You put yourself in a matziv where you're not roi to make a bracha. Here by bedikas chametz, when I'm doing the bedikas chametz, I'm potter from a bracha. We paskin that you're potter from a bracha. They were only mitakin a bracha on Orel Arba Aser. That's not like when I'm chayiv b'bracha and I'm making myself loichozi. Lahalocha. Especially today. In the olden days, people didn't have anything. It wasn't just poverty. There was nothing to have. Our houses are filled. In the old days, what did people have in their home already? What did they have? A couple of pots, a couple of dishes? Ew. We have things. Our homes are filled with things. Think is chametz, really cleaning the house for Pesach. We spend hours and hours, I mean days we spend on it. You're going to start Orel Arba Aser, you're not going to make it to the Seder. Avada, you start Pesach cleaning as early as you can. Any room that you can clean, do it early. And do a bdika, which is either l'or hayoim if you have access to direct sunlight, or l'or aner at night. So let me just speak out, what does l'or haner mean? The minig Yisrael seems to be you light a candle, and you shut the lights, and you walk around with your candle and your wooden spoon and the feather, and you do bedikas chametz. Tak, it's become a ceremony because most people's homes are spotless by the time Orel Arba Aser comes. You're not really looking for anything. You're doing it zecher to what our grandparents did. It's not the mitzvah. It's aleph. To us, a candle is not really the way to go. Their homes were different. They had stone floors. They didn't mind dropping some candle wax here and there. Here, your wife is going to let you drip wax after the home is clean for Pesach? The floors are shiny. You're going to drop wax on them? Nowadays, we're so afraid of fire. I mean, in the old days, they had no choice. That was the only source of light. And everything, I mean, come on, all our furniture is wood. They were checking for charin astokim, like between the stones of the cobblestone of the cobblestone floors. We're talking about like inside cabinets, instead of your refrigerator, you think I'm there. What does ner mean? Artificial light. Avada. It's a limud. You want a mekayim ner. So some are, they're zohir dafka. If you use a flashlight, you dafka use the old kind. You don't use an LED because it's not ner. People light a candle to be mekayim the, you know, the ner from Kippus to the whole limud of the Gemara. But what do you do bdikas chametz with? I'm not. You use a flashlight to get into the charin astokim, the corners, to see what's really doing there. What's that? I'm not. You could. I'm not. You could. It doesn't. What's the halakh near in the b'dikas chametz?
Make a bracha on not LED.
What? Yeah, really, you can make an LED also. You want to be machmer to be mekayim in the midst of ner. You can make a broch. The problem is not the broch. The shayla is, are you mekayim the inyonim that Chazal had in mind? About you can make a broch. Anything that gives off light. Mikra din for ner Shabbos, you can make an LED. And there you're saying, lahadlik ner. Yes. Oh, but this you got to hear. I was told Rabbi Yashua Bdikas Chametz. So I told him the minig is to shut the lights, you know, a light in there. And he was laughing. You're looking for something and you shut the light? So I said, yeah, Shraga Batira. So he looks at me, he says, what do you mean? It's Mefurish and Chazal. That has nothing to do with how light it is. Shraga Batira is, the Maram Chalava brings a Yerushalmi. Shraga Batira means that at night, artificial light burns brighter. The Maisa was that he brings a Yerushalmi. They were in a cave. They wanted to know when it was Yom and when it was Laila. So they lit a Ner. When the Ner got brighter, they knew it was Laila. Inside there was no, by day it was pitch black. And it was still Shraga Batira because it was by Yom. It was by Yoin. He said it has nothing to do with having the lights on in the room. By night, the candle is brighter. The Nair is brighter. Whatever light you're using is brighter. Said, Avadi, you're looking for comments. Keep the light on. You have a better chance of seeing things. You need the flashlight for the corners. So I stopped shutting the lights. I felt like such a goy. Say you have to make sure the flashlight is not too bright, because one of the pshatim in avuka in the rishonim of why it's not good is that it's so bright that it's misanveri, it's hard to see, it's blinding. He said don't use a very powerful flashlight. There's some very powerful ones. I wonder, a very bright white LED. Mamish, it bleaches out everything. You know, like 6500K is bright.
So the going in all directions, so it blinds me when I'm holding it. Yeah, no, flashlight, I'm doing to the corner.
But it's when you see it's bright when you shine it on something and it reflects back. It's especially like you try it in a fridge where the surface is white, is blinding. Mamish blinding. I guess in a brown cabinet that won't be the case. So lemaisa, when you do bdikas chametz, which is beginning with whenever you're cleaning for Pesach, make sure that when you're done, you look it over by night in artificial light.
The person does that, he's going to make a bracha on
Again?
If a person does that to fold their house, he still make a bracha on Olam Batza?
You can still make a bracha on Olam Batza as long as you left yourself a place in the house that still needs bedikah. If there's no place in the house that needs bedikah, it's a bracha on Batola. The shaila is, can you be soimich on the 10 psisim? Pashtas, bedikas chametz doesn't mean collecting the 10 psisim. What? Leave something. Leave one place.
Leave everything here.
Leave everything here. Be up a light. You shouldn't do lower in there, but it's got to be that there's a havamim, you're going to find something.
How big a place is that going to be?
I used to leave under one of the radiators. Now there's a place behind this. We have it like an amud of a closet where stuff falls behind it, but it's accessible. You just don't see it without looking very carefully. You have to climb in there. And stuff falls there constantly. There's a desk, it's, you know, one of these desks with a cabinet around it, and stuff falls there all the time. Yeah, I walk around collecting, you know, looking for where everybody hid where they hid the psisim. But the bedikah mamish I use behind that amud.
That'd be the first thing you check,
right? No.
Not a problem.
No, I mean, collecting the psisim is also part of it. Okay. No. Check it over at night. So, Lamasha, you clean your fridge. So, if it's facing a window and you can get direct sunlight and it's bright, so just look it over there. If not, take a flashlight at night and go through the fridge and make sure it's clean. Same thing with the cabinets. You finish your kitchen cabinets. Look them over at night, regardless of when you clean them. Look them over at night, and then you can go put the shelf paper and put all the pots in, and everything's fine. Then you don't have to do it on our balance. Now, there's one other thing. And that is, what happens if you cleaned a place, like, really well? But you didn't do bedikah. So there's a shaila in the Achronim. The Mishnah tells us, "Mokum she'ein machnisim bo chometz ein tzorech livdoy." If you clean a place before Pesach, you don't do bedikah, but you cleaned it well, and then you're zoyer not to bring chometz in there. Why isn't that a mokum she'ein machnisim by chametz? So then it says it's a machloikis mekar chayim with the Magen Avraham. At what point we measure, at what point are we kaveya what's called a mokum she'ein machnisim by chametz? Is it at the time of the chi of bedikas chametz or lar balaser, or, which is the way we paskin pashtis, from shloishim yoim koydim achag, when there's a chi of to be doig for Pesach? We paskin that if you made it into a mokum she'ein machnisim by chametz 30 days before Pesach, then there's no chi of bedik on it bechlal. Where if it was toich lamid, then you have to do a bedikah. So lamashal, there's a machaber, goes to the truma, he brings the truma sadeshem. Hamachabed chedroy, an yoyim yud gimel. You clean your room well, an yoyim yud gimel. There's still a chia bedikah balayla. Why? For the chayin is talking. If you really cleaned well before Purim, then you don't have to bother with bedikah, not even then. Which means, let's say there's some part of the house that you're not going to use already from before Purim. Say this week you're going to go clean something. You want to clean a closet that's a mokum shemachnisin. If it's before Lamed Yom, before Pesach, if you clean it well, you don't have to bother doing bedikah on it. You don't have to go check with a flashlight. Hey, Yoist, that 30 days before Pesach it was clean and you're Zohar not to bring chametz in there? It's a makom shem achlis of my chametz. That's enough. Not so for anything you clean within Lamed of Pesach, that you have to check over balayla l'or aner. And don't wait for Erev Pesach, don't wait for all our balls, so you can do it when you finish cleaning.
Even if the whole year has been the Makkish and the Chizbah Chametz, you can change it from Purim?
Yeah, from before Purim.
From before Purim?
Before Purim, yeah.
Because it's everything's Toyda from 30 days before.
From 30 days before, yeah. That's how we pass it. Shtibur brings it 2 days. The parshas we pass in Lamed Yoin. So this is the rule. Anything you clean before Lamed Yoin, before Pesach, you clean it well, and Zehu, just make sure you don't bring chametz into it. Anything that you clean within Lamed, check it at night. Don't leave it for Olar Bal, so check it at night. Just make sure you leave yourself some place in the house that still needs bedika, that you didn't do a perfect job in cleaning, and check it. There may be there's some charas the sedek that may have some chametz. Most houses have it's a chor sedek, a place with a piece of balat that chipped, and you know things can go in there. When one of the panelim came off, and you have a space between that and the balato, behind a closet, but a place that's reachable, not enough love of my poilus. And a place that you never go to. Now, what's a mokum shemachnisim by chametz? So the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah says, "Mokum shemachnisim by tzar b'dika, ulama omru shtei shuris b'martif, a wine cellar." Mokum shemachnisim by chametz, says the Gemara. It's the place that you go to in the middle of the meal, and we're afraid you left your pas over there. You came in holding a pita and you left it there. What's that in a gay house? But we don't do such things. By us, our house is a mokum shemachnisim because we eat everywhere. But that's not all. There's a raivid that once there are kids in the house, everything is a mokum shemachnisim. Everywhere is mokum shemachnisim. I don't know, we have found chametz everywhere.
Behind the fridge.
What? Yes, yeah, so the shalom's like this. If you never, ever, ever would move your fridge, it's not lovel ma'poilus. The problem is that if you ever have to call a technician, he does move the fridge. And besides, our fridges are on wheels. They are movable. Why do I have to call about it? Well, you don't have to talk about a technician. You know, you drop something and it rolls under the fridge. You move the fridge. So that's not a ma'poilus anymore. Behind your kitchen cabinets, it's something else. That's mamish and ma'poilus.
Because chometz, I have to move the fridge to check
behind. You should. You should check behind the fridge. It doesn't have to be Orlan Balser. There's no reason why you should leave it for Orlan Balser. But we move our fridges. They're on wheels. We do move them. I always tell this story. I had this thing. Well, you know, once we had kids all over the place. I wanted to move the washing machine. Got to see what it's doing there. So some Talmud came over to talk one day before Pesach. Asked me, "Can you do me a favor? I need to. I would like to move my washing machine." I told him, "It's a chumrah. Don't you know? You're not mechuyev to." I don't know why I was. We moved the washing machine. I found a whole roll. One of the kids obviously stole the roll and hid it under the washing machine and forgot about it. A whole roll under the washing machine. Could be it's my poilus. But again, you know, technicians do come and they move the washing machine. Remember, a whole roll. Loy pokus. I think so, yeah. Still think it's a chumrah, but you don't want to roll under your washing machine over Pesach. But I mean, we found chametz everywhere. Yeah, that was when the kids were young, and now their children do the job. Everywhere. Between, in the chairs, between the upholstery and the chair, there's a little groove, and they managed to stick crumbs and stick them in. We saw a kid doing it. What? We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. What? We'll talk. Well, we'll talk all about that. We'll talk about it. Don't worry. Don't worry. Walls are mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, but we'll put that in context. We'll talk all about that. The halacha is that when you do bdika, you're supposed to do bittul. We do bittul at night of chametz that you didn't find, the halacha zite. And by day, we do bittul on everything, the chazite, the halacha zite. The shaila is doing bittul when you're leaving before. Why do bittul? The chametz is still going to be mutter. You can do the bittul, but the nusach has to be b'bayezeh, b'beis sohodein. Kol chamira v'chamia di'ika, not b'rshusi. You're not being mevatel the chametz that you're having in your suitcase. Di'ika b'beis sohodein. What complicates matters is many people that go for Pesach either rent out their apartments or give neighbors rishus to use their apartments. People staying for Pesach find it very convenient if there's an apartment in the building that they can eat chametz in going all the way up to Erev Pesach. So they ask you if they can use your apartment. So halach is like this. Any part of the house that you're not having them use, you have to do bedikah on. Any part of the house that they have reshus to use, they have to do bedikah on, or larba aser. So lamashal, your clothes closets, even the bedrooms if they're not going to be used, but certainly your clothes closets, if they're mekoymish machdis mem chametz, I'll talk about it very soon. If they're mekoymish machdis mem chametz, you have to do bedikah on that before you leave.
Even before 30 days?
No, within that round. No, within that round. Sorry, there's no chiddik before 30. Unless you plan on coming back just before Pesach. And we're afraid you'll come back too late. Whereas, the parts of the house that they're going to use, say you let them use the fridge, they have to do bedikah on it. Unless they do a mechiras yudalit on it. I mean, a mechiras yudgimel on it. You can do a mechiras yudgimel on your fridge, so they won't have to do bedikas chametz. Before you leave, you do a mechiras yudgimel, so the neighbors that are using your apartment wouldn't have to do bedikas chametz on the fridge, but it's sold to a guy. Yeah, sure. They couldn't use it afterwards. In fact, what a lot of people do is they do a mechiras yud gimel on their kitchen. And then the neighbors are using the bedrooms, not the kitchen, or they're using the salon table. But then really you shouldn't be going into the kitchen to wash your hands even. I mentioned clothes. Mishnah Berurah talks about checking coat pockets and cuffs. Going to learn that stuff that you wouldn't eat doesn't have a shem chametz. What are you looking for? So you have to know your own habits. Yeah, another one of my favorite ones, a roommate of mine left before Pesach in the mirror and asked me, we left in a hurry, he asked me to do bedikas chametz on his side of the closet there. I went through his pockets, and he had a beautiful slice of segula challah. We were bachrim, a slice of segula chapa wrapped up. You can tell it was from a simcha, one of these fancy napkins, sitting in his pocket. Remember, Bal Yerodah Reis? So he does bittul. If you put food in your pockets, then you got to check that there's no food there. And weiter, with kids, you never know what they put in their pockets. You can have a whole, you can have bisli there, whole bisli. No, I'm talking about stuff that didn't go through the wash. You're not putting their coats through the wash, or are you? You probably have to check pockets. Now, people know for Pesach, those who are machmir, they dry clean everything or they wash everything. That's a whole different cheshbon. I'll say what I started off with. If you're staying for Pesach, there you have to make sure that you don't get a crumb of chametz into your Pesach food. So anything that you're going to wear to the table, or the kids may end up wearing and it gets to the table, there you have to do a perfect job, which is either washing or brushing it out on asoif. Whereas if you're not going to be home for Pesach, it's just a question of bal yeroyah. We're talking about real food, not stuff that you relate to as dirt. Real food. A whole bisli, yeah. A whole bisli, a whole cracker. Maybe a whole soup nut. Maybe. But like the crumbs that are in a sweater or something, you know, that are stuck to it. The lint, the crumbs in your cuffs. If these are not things you're going to wear on Pesach, or you're just not going to be home for Pesach with chlal, that's not included. You don't have to clean that. The biggest chumis is check the pockets then, nothing more.
In the couch.
What's that? So we'll talk about it. If you think that there's whole stuff there, then you have to check, like whole crackers. The couch, I don't know, but the couch is every year it's something else in the couch. One year it's soup nuts all over the place. Other year crackers all over. This year we didn't clean the couch for Pesach yet, but we opened up the couch and you know these little fishies? Really want them? All over the place. All over the place. And how the kids get them in there. So that's mamish, that's real food. That even if you're leaving that, you have to check for. But to go ahead and get the little crumbs from all the corners of your couch, unless you plan on using it for Pesach, and we'll talk about that. If you're not going to be there, that's not a chelik of bikkus chametz. Cleaning a couch should not take hours if you're not going to be home for Pesach. Yeah, you can probably do the bedikas chametz of your couch should take a few minutes if you're not going to be home for Pesach. So all in all, anything that is among shmatizim, by the way, clothes closets, the bottom of the floor of the closet, if a kid could have climbed in and put stuff there, you have to check it. There could be easily a makom shemach nizmei chametz, like real chametz. But again, you can clean it before lamed, and then you don't have to check it over again. Or leave it for the night before you leave and just check it over.
One has small kids, and there's no such thing as 30 days before you can just
clean
again.
No, you have to make sure that when you clean something, you lock it. You know, you tie down the you tie the doorknobs on the closet. The kids aren't there anymore.
So a kid's room they have to check
them. The kids' rooms you clean last. We always did the kitchen before the kids' rooms. Kids' rooms are mamish the last things we do. Okay, so I think we got the outline of at least the timing and how to go about it. The next shiur, next week, I would like to talk about what is chometz. You know, what are you looking for, and what is chometz? What's chometz? What's dirt? What is it that you really have to get rid of, and what not? And that we're going to see depends very clearly on whether you're going to be home for Pesach or not.